Go
Set Magazine.
Hi there, swingers. James Valentine here. We're looking back at Australia's first pop magazine, Go Set. Today we'll be revisiting some of the groovy language which graced the pages of Go Set in the late 60s and early 70s. The 60s was a time of great cultural change around the world, and it spawned an influx of new vocabulary into Australian English. Some of it still with us, some of it homegrown, some of it from the US, and some direct from swinging London itself. Go Set published the following abbreviated mod lexicon in 1966. Nowadays in Britain, many in-words are being used in the teenagers' vocabulary, and in case you don't already know these, you can add them to your lists. Mod. Someone who's with it and wears mod clothes. A mod usually has a motor scooter and wears his hair short and without oil. We got a groovy kind of love. Greaser, the English counterpart of the Australian rocker. Usually rides a motorbike and has long, greasy hair. Always ready to pick a fight, but makes sure it's with someone he can beat. Gasser, something that's with it. A new record could be a gasser or even a motor scooter. Scrubber. An untidy greaser's girlfriend, or just a plain drab-looking girl. Gear, clothes. Drag, a bore, something lousy. Neat, good, can apply to clothes as well as anything from cars to records. Tatty, untidy, dirty-looking, as used to describe a scrubber's clothes. How about this piece from 1966 on the band Purple Hearts?
On their arrival back in Melbourne after a too much Adelaide gig, all the Hearts were unanimous in their comments.
We were really gassed with the whole Adelaide scene.
When Go Set asked drummer Tony Cowell how he enjoyed his holiday, he replied,
"Cool, man. Adelaide is really going to be a gas. With discos like Big Daddy's and Carnaby Street, like, they're as cool as anywhere."
Another big buzzword of the day which inspired the name for Go Set was the word go, or go-go.
Go-go for $120. Due to a typographical error, an advert for the training of go-go girls in a recent issue of Go Set wrongly showed the fee to be $120. The current fee should have been $1.20. However, the promoter of the school, Panda Promotions, still had inquiries from three girls wishing to become members of the Go-Go Girls Set. Even at this exorbitant figure, they're certainly keen.
Even the banks tried to entice Go Set readers.
Don't let your tax refund go, go.
Use it to open an English, Scottish and Australian bank savings account.
Later in the 60s, we were invited to tune in and freak out to the sounds of the West Coast hippies, as this piece from 1967 heralds.
Last year, swinging London was the centre of world attention. This year, without doubt, the US West Coast will snatch the limelight. Psychedelic shops, diggers providing free clothes and food for the dropped-out swingers, bright weird garb, message buttons, love-ins, free-ins. These are the social elements of a social revolution which involves our generation.
We were encouraged to freak out with Hendrix. We were told that being a flower child is loverly, and that be-ins and hippie happenings were the in thing. Again, advertising cashed in on modern parlance.
Hung up with pimples and blackheads, get with Forac, the happening skin medication.
The era of the rock festival solidified Australia's hippie culture. Go Set describes the Miracle Festival in Victoria in 1970.
Some had come to be there, some to make it with the chicks, some to get boozed, others to get high, and a lot came just to feel the atmosphere and dig the music.
Go Set's agony aunt columns were often the source of some amusing language.
Dear Mummy Cool, since turning on for one guy and digging it, I've turned on for every guy I've been with. Now my girlfriends all call me a slut because of it, and won't hang round me in case they're branded sluts too. Does a guy really respect a chick if she won't turn on? Or does he think she's slack if she does? Also, how do I get the pill? I'd hate to get pregnant, and all my friends are just waiting for it. Debbie.
Dear Mummy Cool, we're two chicks who have been planning for ages a trip to Queensland next February. After hassling around for untold months trying to find a flat, we eventually got one. But we have a super bad problem. Our oldies are freaking out about us going. Is there any way in which they can stop us? We're both 17. Uptight.
How about this one?
Dear Wendy, I'm a 15-year-old girl and I go to boarding school. I have a 19-year-old boyfriend who quite often comes up to see me after lights out. Or I go out with him to a disco or freakout.
But what was a freakout? Former GoSet record reviewer Ed Nimmervoll.
In San Francisco there were freakouts, which were hippie concerts. That was a freakout. So an Australian show that called itself a freakout was trying to associate itself with that.
Do you remember what trucking was? A competition was run by GoSet asking readers what they thought it was. Here was the winning entry from 1970.
Trucking is swinging to blues. Trucking is grooving with the guy you love. Trucking is blowing your mind over Led Zeppelin. Trucking is making love, revolution or music. Trucking is peace, happiness and loving one another. Trucking is freedom and being yourself. Trucking is doing your own thing. Amen.
Ed Nimmervoll.
Apart from music, hippie comic strips had become quite popular. And one of the sort of characteristics of the portrayal of characters was these people leaning back as they walked. And for some reason, that was called trucking.
Fashion in the early 70s also invaded teenage language usage.
Pop socks in 11 mad colours. Wear them with minis, maxis and midis. Match them with your cardies, flares and baggies. At 59 cents, you can afford plenty. You say that it's
over, baby. But perhaps a large part of the teen scene of the 70s can best be summed up by Janis Joplin's quote shortly before her death in 1970. I've just been hanging out, trying to get laid and stay stoned. Be with us next time as we look back at Daddy Cool as they were reported in GoSet. See you then.